Secluded in this hotel on the top of a mountain overlooking Venezuela's capital, negotiators for the Colombian government and ELN rebels have been holding peace talks shrouded in secrecy. On Monday, the delegations announced the end of their first round of talks and an agreement on four specific points, among them humanitarian relief for two communities affected by the conflict.
The sides recognized the dire situation of violence occurring in the territories and decided to implement a partial agreement for emergency care, which will begin in January.
What they didn't announce was a bilateral ceasefire. Previous attempts at talks with the ELN have all failed, partly due to dissent within its ranks. The last attempt was called off in 2019 after the ELN bombed a police academy in Bogotá, killing 22 cadets. But the arrival of Colombia's first leftist president, Gustavo Petro, himself a former rebel, has reopened the possibility of ending decades of civil conflict. The head of the rebel delegation, Pablo Beltrán, says he's optimistic.
The big difference is that this progressive government has not only said it wants peace, but a different kind of peace, one that addresses the factors that generate the conflict. Previous governments only wanted to silence the arms.
The ELN finance itself through kidnapping, extortion, drug trafficking and illegal mining. But even without a ceasefire, it has reduced its operations and released at least 20 prisoners since the talks began. The government delegation says it recognizes that an agreement remains difficult. The ELN is demanding major social and economic changes in the country before it will disarm.
Ojalá.
I wish we could reach agreements quickly, but these negotiations have some difficulties that could also turn into advantages. Both sides understand that this is the last political negotiation needed to finally close the cycle of armed confrontation against the state. The other is the fact that we've both learned lessons from the past, and instead of waiting to have a full pact, we will implement every agreement we reach immediately.
The sides also announced that the next round of talks will take place in Mexico at some point in January. What's clear is that despite the goodwill, reaching an agreement remains an uphill battle, and it will take many months, if not years, of negotiations. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera, Caracas.